Back amid the woodlands near the plateau, Orkel was being reunited with his friends. Ragnvald ruffled the young hedgehog's head spikes fondly.
We thought you were a goner when you went astray. Where did you go, mate?
Orkel related his story.
I was climbing up to the top of that rock with you and Mordy in the dark. Then I tripped and fell right down the hill. I must have banged my head again a rock, because I blacked out for a while. Then I came around a bit and went wandering off. And I was still only half conscious, and there was vermin all over the place. Brown rats and sea raiders. Far too many of them, I thought. So I made me way back to Redwall and reported everything to the Abbot and that good old badger, Taborer, I think you call him.
Abbot Dorcas took up the tale.
We knew you had to be rescued, so the Taborer and I took a chance. I marched from the Abbey, taking every able-bodied beast with me. The Taborer, with only the Dibbons and old ones, stayed back to guard Redwall. He sounded out an alarm on both our Abbey bells. Such a din! I wonder you didn't hear it back here. The Taborer made those bells ring. They never have been so powerfully tolled. As our friends arrived to answer the call, from all over Mossflower they were sent to join with us. We arrived in sight of the plateau, surrounded by a veritable army. Kin beasts, tribal relatives, some we had helped or befriended in bygone seasons, even a bunch of river dogs and some roving gowsim. It made my heart sore to see so many who love Redwall.
Mordy came running to congratulate Orkwell.
By the left, right, front and centre, you've done us proud, young Orkers. What a show! Hurrah to you, sir!
She threw a paw around Rangval's shoulder.
Well, well, what do you think, Rangi? Isn't our little pal the absolute bloomin' bee's knees, what?
The rogue squiddle agreed heartily.
Ah, to be sure he is, miss. But you're only looking at half the crowd him and the good Father Abbot fetch with him. Ha! The other half of your warriors are chasing the tails off brown rats and vermin all over the woodlands. Aye, and I'll stake me tail they won't be taking many of the bad old scum prisoners. I think by nightfall that Mossflower won't be bothered by invaders and plunderers no more.
Mordy chuckled.
Especially if friend Gorath is hunting him. What, what? By the by, has any beast seen him of late? He's partially my responsibility, you know.
Osbill pointed with his rapier.
Here comes Selixa. She'll know if any beast does.
Abbot Dorcas took the badger maid's paw.
That was a brave show you put on up there, the plateau, miss. And your friend Gorath. Where is he?
Selixa explained in a word.
Gone.
Mordy's ears stood up like pikestaffs.
Gone? Where's he flipping well gone to? Who's gone with him? Is he on his own? Why didn't you stop him? Gone? Is that all you've got to bloom and say, Mom? Gone?
The abbot stared Mordy into silence before turning to Selixa.
I can tell by your eyes that you know where Gorath has gone. Pray, would you enlighten us?
The badger maid explained as briefly as she could.
Gorath has gone to fulfill a dream he had last night. I too had a dream. I must follow him. Orkwill, if you wish to regain Martin's sword, you will come with me. Mordy, you must come too, if Gorath is to realise his destiny. Now we must go quickly.
Then Joe Tipps inquired.
Who sent your dream, miss?
Selixa replied tersely.
My Taborer and your Martin.
The abbot settled any further comment.
Then you must go right now. Good fortune attend you.
Rangval grasped his dagger hilts.
I'm with ye, missy, if and you'll have me along.
Skipper Roach nodded to his cousin Barbola.
I've been out the action too long. I'm coming too. Are you with me, Barb?
As Barbola picked up his javelin, Osbill spoke out.
Looks like you'll be needing a few gowsum to round a few stuff. We're with ye.
The slender badger maid bowed gracefully.
My thanks, friends. Follow me.